When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so Carla reached out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, love reading the daily group therapy posts and all of the advice and comments on each post. Mm. Anyways, I'd love your help now.
All right.
My sister got married 10 years ago. She got divorced about a year ago, recently got engaged. Now, 10 years ago, I was her maid of honor, threw the bridal shower, bachelorette party, gave the speech, did all the maid of honor things.
Gotcha.
Well, she's asked me to be the maid of honor again.
Okay.
And although she hasn't explicitly asked for all of those things all over again, I feel like it's being implied.
Hmm.
Like her telling me where we should go for a bachelorette party. So am I expected to plan and pay for all of that again? Being in a wedding is already a huge expense, and now I have kids and other things I'd rather spend my money on, like taking my kids to Disney for the first time. Is there a nice way to say I'd love to stand by your side but can't spend all of my energy and money on wedding things? Or should I just decline being her maid of honor? Clearly, my sister and I are close, and her last marriage was a mess, so I want to support her in this one, but I'm not sure what to do here.
Okay. I think... Well, for one, I think you got to be her maid of honor.
Yeah, you don't not be the maid of honor.
Right. So let's just get that out of the way. I mean, let's figure out how you can be her maid of honor and be with, you know, stand next to your sister, be that support. Because, you know, as you said, she got out of a bad relationship, bad wedding the last time. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, looks like she's on the right path now. So you want to support her.
All of the things that you do for your first wedding all over again. Like,
I mean,
do you go big with a bridal shower? Do you need a bridal shower?
Okay, so how many have you ever gone to a wedding of someone who's gotten remarried and they have a wedding registry and stuff?
No, I've never heard of that. I haven't heard of, like, the, you know, because a bridal shower, you typically bring gifts and all the things too. Like, maybe you kind of do it down. You can have a bridal luncheon. You know, everybody kind of pays for their own. You can cover your sister. You can go out for a night, like a pared down bachelorette party. But maybe it's not like, and again, everyone kind of like pays their own way.
Yeah, but I have two sort of questions here. First one regarding the Carla and her situation with being maid of honor. Is that something you even bring up to your sister? Do you just get the bridesmaids together and say, hey, look, this is how it's going to be. All right. We're going to do some stuff, but everybody's kind of pitching in and helping support, you know, my sister, et cetera, et cetera.
That's a really good question. Like, I don't know how many bridesmaids are involved.
Yeah. And then my other question is, for people who are getting remarried, do you still ask for a bridal registry or, you know, a wedding registry? Because isn't that typically or traditionally for people who are starting out their life together, so they need to get house things to,
yes,
you know, supply their house. And if you're getting remarried, maybe you don't need that stuff. I don't know. I haven't gone to one. No one's invited me. I have a Michael Graves toaster that's just collecting dust in my trunk.
Sure.
But questions.
I don't think that we do the bridal registry all over again because, yeah, like I haven't heard of a lot.
Well, Carla's
of
not going to be able to
time.
Answer that question for us.
Right. But, yeah. Like, no, yeah. That's really not her department. But, you know, I think there are some ways you can still do some of the celebrations that you do with the bridesmaids, with the bridal party. That's not as a full on, full blown. This is the first time you're doing it kind of a scale.
Right. Okay. So we need someone who's been in this situation to chime in, all right? We need your story about this. 502-795-1997. Advice, stories on the way next. Group therapy, 99.7 EJX. Group therapy, we have been dealing with Carla and her situation that she's in. Her sister was married like for 10 years. And gotten divorced, now engaged for a second time. But Carla's kind of wondering, am I expected to do all the bridesmaid things all over again? Like, we kind of went out like and did it big the last time.
Right. She's, you know, maid of honor again. And so she's just wondering, do you still do all of those things on the grand scale that you do the first time around? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, is she's not really sure what the sister is expecting just yet. And so she's trying to figure out, all right, what's the best way to approach this? Knowing that this time around, now I have kids, we have other expenses that I didn't really necessarily have to worry about the first time.
Yeah.
How do I gently tell her, yes, I still want to celebrate you with all your glory, but we need to pare it down a little bit.
Yeah. And now, like, Lisa comments on Facebook and says, I think second weddings should be at the courthouse unless it's the groom's first wedding and he wants all the bells and whistles. Well, I mean, I'm not necessarily saying you can't get married where you want.
Yeah, no, I don't say that you can't have a second, right, like, wedding celebration.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially if it is kind of an awakening, like a renaissance almost for your life. And you're like, you know, I mean, what was before was not a good situation. And here, let's celebrate now this new thing. But yeah, I mean, I think Carla's question is, okay, how do I do this? So, Chana, what's your thought?
You've already been married once. You've had your registry. You have your things. And when you get divorced, you take those things with you typically. And when you get remarried, you bring your stuff together. Or even when you just move in with each other, you have your stuff. And, you know, you've already got that big celebration once. And to me, I just kind of want like a small intimate thing. And I right. don't want people to feel like they have expenses that are unnecessary a second time around, or to feel a burden.
So
yes, I think so. And let's hope that Carla's sister feels that way too, if she really talks to her
about
it. Yeah.
That's what I feel like, is I don't want anyone to be like, oh, I have to buy another dress or another gift, or, you know, just come celebrate with me.
Right. So maybe some suggestions for how she approaches it with her sister?
With her sister? I don't know. I would just say, you know, we've got a lot of, you know, we want to take the kids on these trips, and, you know, things are very expensive now. And, you know, could I suggest us doing this? Or, could we just do a couple small things?
Yeah. Okay. Like,
do we just kind of approach it like, hey, I know last time we kind of, you know, went all out and did all these things.
Went all
like,
out.
What do you want to do this
same.
Year? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And kind of gauge what she's thinking.
And if her sister still wants to do a big old thing, then maybe just say, I'll stand beside you, but I can't be a part of all of those activities.
Ah, thank you. Yeah. All right. Allie texts in and says, I liken this to a baby shower versus a sprinkle.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
It's very similar.
I don't know what that means.
So, like, a sprinkle is for maybe the second child. It's not your first.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, maybe it's just kind of for some clothes and stuff like that, but you don't need all the baby gear that you typically get.
Uh-huh.
So, it's kind of like that.
Gotcha.
I think, you know, doing something, do you do, like, a full-on bachelorette party, or do you just kind of do, like, a little
girls' night? Get together with the girls.
Get together.
Yeah, for
maybe
sure.
Maybe do a brunch. So, just get together, have some sort of a, you know, get all your special people that you want to be a part of your day with you, but you don't need to do, like, all of the blow it out, that's the first time you're doing it kind of thing.
We're not saying to not make her feel special.
No, yeah, 100%.
You definitely want your sister to feel special, and, like, this is all about her, but I think there are some economical ways to do it to where you don't have to feel the burden of spending a whole lot of money. And maybe the money that is spent can be spread across several people as opposed to just being on your shoulders. So
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of time. First time around, you have like engagement parties, and you have like a couples things, and then you have bridal party things. And maybe we just kind of pare it down to just a couple of, maybe do a dinner if you want to do a couple's dinner, do a bridesmaid, you know, brunch, something like that. And just still, you know, get together and get ready together on the big day. Just make her feel special. But yeah, I don't think you need to go do all out like the first time, but she's your sister, you're close. Talk to her about it. Be honest,
Carla,
with your concerns.
Hopefully this helps a little bit. There's several suggestions, and if you weren't able to get through, or you wanted to, you thought of something later, you can always go to the Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show and leave your comment there. So hopefully it works out. Keep us posted.